So inviting you to come to a standing position, feet about hip width apart, feeling free to take off your socks and shoes if you want to feel the contact that your feet are making with the floor or with the mat. And as we move through these series of gentle stretching movements, letting go of any outcome, any need to change or make the body feel any different. Merely using the different movements as a way of being present in each moment, as best you can. So with your feet about hip width apart, feeling the contact, the floor, coming up through the body, keeping the knees soft, not locked. Coming up to the pelvis, tilting it up a little, lengthening through the spine, allowing the shoulders to drop and the chest to open. Having your arms hanging loosely by your sides, tucking in the chin a little, lengthening through the back of the neck, feeling the head poised evenly above the shoulders, and bringing your full awareness to this posture that we call standing. Often, in fact, we call it standing still. But as you pay attention, you may notice that there are all these tiny little adjusting movements happening all the time around the joints that enable the body to stay upright in this way. Having your eyes open or closed, depending on what helps you feel more stable and balanced, but which also assists with your awareness of what's happening in the body. And now inviting you to allow your arms to start to float out from your sides until they're parallel with the floor, holding your arms outstretched on either side of your body, palms facing down, and bringing your awareness into sensations that may be arising in the shoulders, in the biceps and tricep muscles of the upper arms, what's happening in the elbow joints, the forearms, the wrists, the hands and the fingers. Just feeling that stretch right along the arms. Perhaps becoming more aware of the heaviness, the weight of the arms. Maybe some desire is arising to bring your arms back down by your sides. And if that's the case, seeing if it's possible to bring a friendly interest to these sensations that are maybe not so pleasant. Being curious about what they actually feel like. And then on the next out-breath, just allowing your arms to come slowly down by your sides again. Feeling the change in sensations as you move your arms through that arc. And noticing, perhaps there's a sense of release or relief as the muscles no longer have to hold that position. Noticing any sensations arising in the arms and the hands and the fingers. And now inviting you once again to bring your arms out from your sides, parallel with the floor for a moment, and then continuing through the arch until your arms are above your head with your palms facing one another, parallel. Taking a moment to notice what your arms feel like stretched up there in space. And then stretching further up with your left arm and hand as if there's something just out of reach of the left hand. So feeling that stretch right along the left hand side of the body, maybe even lifting up the right heel a little to stretch further, holding it, feeling the stretch. And then bring your right heel down and your hands parallel with one another again. And this time, lifting up the right arm a little bit more as if there's something just out of reach of the right arm and hand. Stretching through the arm and hand. Maybe lifting your left heel off the floor. Feeling the stretch along the side of the body. And then bringing your heel down and your hands parallel with one another again. Holding for a moment. And as you breathe out, bringing your arms down by your sides till they're parallel with the floor, palms facing downwards. Holding that position for a moment. And then allowing your arms to slowly come back down by your side. Taking a moment to notice how your body feels having just moved through that sequence. Now inviting you into some gentle shoulder rolls. So bringing the shoulders up towards the ears and back as if the shoulder blades were going to touch one another, and down and forward as if the fronts of the shoulders were going to somehow meet. Up towards the ears, back, down. Well, gently rolling through the shoulders just to the limit of what feels right for your body today. Not overdoing any movement, not pushing yourself too hard. Letting go of any expectations about how you should feel. And just paying attention to how the body actually does feel. Whenever you're ready, reversing the direction. Then coming to a stop. Noticing how the shoulders feel. Noticing how the body feels. And now bringing your left ear over towards your left shoulder. Just to the point of stretching, but not to the point of pain. Feeling that stretch along the right-hand side of the neck. Then rolling the chin down towards the chest. And rolling your head over till your right ear comes over your right shoulder. And feeling the stretch along the left-hand side of the neck. Bringing your chin down and rolling over to the left-hand side again. And repeating that movement a few more times in your own time. When you're ready, coming to a stop and bringing your head up again, tucking your chin in, lengthening through the back of the neck, allowing your shoulders to drop and your spine to straighten up, opening your chest, and feeling that sense of opening into a standing posture once again. Attending to your breath, moving in and out of the body as you stand here. Noticing how the body feels, having moved your different muscles in certain ways over the last 10 minutes or so. And now inviting you to come to a sitting position, finding a comfortable place to sit, having both feet on the floor. Spine upright, chest open, shoulders down. And inviting you to become aware of any sensations that are arising in the body. Some part of the body may be calling for your attention. Just noticing what's here. And now bringing your attention as best you can up into your head. We're just going to do a gentle sweep through the body, noticing what's here. Starting off with the head, the face, the neck, the shoulders. Scanning through this part of the body, perhaps noticing any places of tightness or tension. We often carry tension in our neck and shoulders. Just noticing what's here, coming down the arms, into the hands. Becoming aware of the chest, the back and the front, the abdomen and the lower back. Coming down into the hips and the pelvis. The upper legs, the knees, the lower legs and the feet. And perhaps as you scan through the body in this way, that there were some particular places that had once again become obvious because of discomfort or pain. So inviting you now to take your attention to that place or one of those places, and practicing breathing in and out to that place. Breathing in a gentle, interested kindness to the place. Breathing out. Breathing in that gentle interest. Breathing out from there. Not necessarily trying to make anything happen, but cultivating a certain attitude towards places of soreness or tension in the body. A friendly interest, a gentle interest. And then letting go of attending to that place. Now breathing into the whole of the body. As if you were breathing a gentle kindness into the whole of the body. Breathing out and letting go. Breathing into the whole of the body. Breathing out from the whole of the body. And as we start to bring this practice to a close, recognizing that we're so used to taking our bodies for granted until something goes wrong. So practicing regular mindful stretching of the body or breathing gentleness into the body is a way of befriending the body, getting to know it, knowing its signals, knowing the way it responds, being gentle and careful with the body, looking after it.